Plans for a 3D printed housing complex to be constructed within the village of Ashwegan was heard this week at the latest Six Nations elected council meeting. Brian Porter, a Six Nations community member and principal architect at Two Row Architect, outlined his plans to have a 30-unit, three-story apartment building constructed on Fourth Line Road to help deal with the community's housing shortage. He says the apartment building will be constructed using 3D printing technology that will see layers of concrete printed and stacked to form the structure. During the August 12th General Council meeting, Porter outlined the current plans, design, and budget the project has.
So you can see it's three stories, slab on grade. The area at the bottom is the ground floor. And you can see how as we go up, we're stepping in to create these outdoor terraces that will be shared amenities for the tenants. We're at about, you can see the area that we're targeting there. It's a little over 21,000 square feet. We're working with a construction budget of about $6.2 million, which equates to $290 a square foot, which is pretty competitive these days.
Porter spoke on the 3D print technology that will be used throughout the entire construction process.
And what it basically does is it prints concrete in layers of about 20 millimeters high and about 50 millimeters wide. So this gives you kind of a close-up of what it looks like. The image on the left might be interesting because you can see there's spaces between the inside Ys and the outside Ys that are printed. And what that does is it provides space for liquid insulation to be poured into that cavity. So when you're done with the 3D printing and the liquid insulation is poured and cured, you've got a wall that's structural. It's got a lot of thermal mass. It performs well from a building envelope and insulation standpoint. So that's one of the reasons why we're kind of interested in it.
Porter explained that this apartment complex would act as a pilot project to in turn hopefully expand and build more complexes in other First Nations communities also struggling with housing shortages.
If you look at where the housing is in Canada, everybody's pretty interested in the border between Canada and the U.S., but there's that whole area of Canada that no one's interested in building housing in. So we're doing the pilot project here at Six Nations, but this is really the target area for this new construction. We want to try to solve this and get developments done in some of these places that have short construction schedules, lots of unemployment in the wintertime. So the idea would be if we can print these 3D printed envelopes in some of these communities, we could extend the construction season from maybe the 2 or 3 months that they have now, maybe into 8 or 9 months a year. So that's part of what we're thinking about with this project.
He detailed some of the benefits that come with using 3D printed technology.
One of the things that we're interested in with the 3D printed concrete is that it's robust. The concrete won't promote mold growth. It's non-combustible, so it can't burn down, so it's a lot safer. So again, these are some of the reasons why we're kind of interested in these new technologies.
The location of the proposed complex has, however, been a talking point as it sits directly in front of a cannabis growing facility, Legacy Farms, which has caused some community members to voice concerns. When asked if neighboring community members could get in contact with Porter, he detailed that he would comply with any development operational procedures that the community has.
Sure. If that's part of the development policy of Six Nations, we'd be happy to comply with anything you guys put forward. The same way Glenn Stiers didn't talk to my parents when he put the Speedway up, I think that would have been courteous too. Mm-hmm. The same way that Granver Enterprises didn't say anything when they put their 600,000 square foot factory up.
Okay, but this is moving forward as a good neighbor.
Moving forward as a good neighbor? I think that's why we're here. We've got nothing to hide. Well, you know, the only person that's come up to me and asked anything of me personally is Lori Miller. And I sat down with her for a couple hours and kind of explained what we were doing. I gave her a copy of this presentation. You know, I went to that community meeting that was put on that Dave General chaired, and I sat there from the beginning to the end, and I didn't get one question.
Porter says the apartment complex will have barriers and fencing constructed to separate it from the cannabis growing facility, although currently the construction site and growing operation share a laneway partially to access Fourth Line Road.
We're separating right now. Like, it's got its own separate gate, entry gate. We've identified a separate plot you know, there will be fencing to separate the apartment building from the grow up in behind. It's not there yet, but it will be.
Currently, Porter says the project is still awaiting a grant approval through Next Generation Manufacturing Canada and the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation. He also says currently the project has been moving forward in the application process with Six Nations Public Works to have the site hooked up to have accessible water. And Porter says he hopes to have the complex ready for occupants around the time of December 2026. Six Nations Elected Council accepted the presentation during the August 12th General Council meeting as information. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.